I don't think there was a dry eye anywhere with anyone from Grange, in Grange, any connection with Grange when they seen, you know, just the overall joy and what a wonderful ambassador she has been for us. And, you know, this journey didn't just start on the flight to Paris. You know, we've heard a lot about all the things she's done. Mona started to swim. She got her first swimming lessons from Philippe down in the beach hotel in Mullaghmore, and that's where she first fell in love with swimming. And she was a natural, and it was noticeable for those of us who were other parents who were there at the time with our children. It was noticeable that there was something special about her. She was unique in her determination and all the rest. And from a personal point of view, her first competitions would have been in the community games, firstly for Cliffney Grange and then at the county finals and then on to the national finals. And, you know, that was her introduction to it. And it all came from the community, from volunteers, from the local swimming lessons in the local hotel in Mullaghmore when they had the swimming pool there. And, you know, it's been a journey that has taken, it's probably 17 years since I first saw her swimming as a 7-year-old or as a 6-year-old. And it is now, you know, who could have dreamt that we would be where we are today, because it's just such a proud moment for North Sligo.
And of course, Grange's Chris O'Donnell participates in the track events later on this week. But Mona's achievement, councillor, it's not just a proud moment for Grange and for Sligo, but for the whole country.
Absolutely, absolutely. I've even been in contact with the Minister for Sport, who sent his good wishes to her in the final, but about coming to Grange for the homecoming, and you know, so we're pushing that to get it to be an unforgettable event, because it's you know, Ireland has been competing in the Olympics for 100 years. There has only, up until 3 years ago, there had only ever been 2 competitors from County Sligo in the Olympics, I believe. And now we've had 2 from Grange in the last one, 2 from Grange, and then we have Lauren and Dean as well from Sligo. So it's a huge, and to all the volunteers in swimming clubs, in athletics clubs, in GAA clubs, in soccer clubs, in the community games, all those volunteers should have immense pride